Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy, hell back,
hell back,
not no more,
not no more.
Came back,
came back,
settle the score,
settle the score.
Me be you,
me be you.
One on one,
one on one.
Ain't no stopping,
ain't no stopping.
What's begun,
what's begun.
Foundation, hard work, determination, demonstrated. Brick laid, long nights, overstayed, never played. Insane, don't justify. I just wanna make a song cry, let it speak loud and clear. No pain, no fear. Ambition, sound vision. Cooked in the lab, my words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted, not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box, no blindfold. Bust back, doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Get all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up,
hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up,
hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up,
hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up, hold up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Measure Radio Show, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. The great communicator, yeah. And Bosco, Bosco with the electro spit, yeah.
Shout out to homie Bosco. Oh, yes, another edition of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. I'm your host, Big Ol' Measy, the great communicator. Today on the show, we got the homeboy, man, the partner, man, Slink Johnson, actor, comedian, rapper. You know what I'm saying? You might know him from the TV show Black Jesus. And if you get your game on, you know what I'm saying, you know him from Grand Theft Auto. He played Lamar, you feel me, on Grand Theft Auto. He'll be on later in the show. You know what I'm saying? If everybody is tuned in, everybody is watching the NBA draft, you know that the New Orleans Pelicans just got the number one draft. So if everybody is interested in where Zion might be going, he might be going right out there with Anthony Davis out there in New Orleans. And that should be interesting because I know he wants to go to the Lakers show. Everybody was speculating that maybe, you know what I'm saying, the Lakers will get the number one pick. But we see, I think they came in like third or something like that. But, I mean, either way, we'll see what where the young brother go. You know, he do got tremendous hops. You know, as a big dude, so we'll see what he do if Anthony Davis decides to stay out there. So, like I said, man, we got a packed show. We got the homie Slink Johnson on coming up next, man. And right now, I'm about to debut Doja Click, this brand new record, Doja Click. If Looks Good Kill, featuring X-Rated. Shout out to homie X-Rated, man. He out and about after serving 20-plus years. You know what I'm saying? He out there, man. Shout out to Doja Click, my folks up out of Stockton. It's the new single right now. On the road with Big Ol' Measy, If Looks Could Kill. Tap in.
If Looks Could Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Could Kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If Looks Could Kill, all y'all marked to be certified. If Looks Could Kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. Better call up the lawyer, tell him cook the will. Funeral cost five, couldn't foot the bill. I can look into his eyes and give a hook to chill. Better call X-Ray to get your hook to chill. In the making for 2 decades till I took the pill. If they throw a charge at him, bet that hook to squeal. Bet that hook to squeal. If they throw a charge at him, bet that hook to squeal. Put his hand on the Bible, bet he solemnly swear.
testify against him, give his partner the chair. Drive home that night without a thought or a care. It was way more pain than his mama could bear. Broke his family apart, cause they wasn't prepared. Saw his daughter run international, her bottom was bare. Now she a scream talker, hella hot sleepwalker. This is a cautionary tale from a deep talker, yeah. If looks to kill, all your marks should be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If looks to kill, all your marks should be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys.
These suckers mean mugging, but it don't mean nothing. Mad cuz me and they beefing. Looking all hard, still pull that whole card. Won't bust a grape in the Napa vineyard. Fake Jake, I roll a blunt and meditate. Hitting hard like a heavyweight Cali veteran from the Golden State. I'm a motherfucking warrior. Come out and play, yeah. Get hit with the HKA. Heckler and Koch. Knock them out they socks. If looks could kill when you spotted by a cop. Man, I tell ya. Jealousy reeking out your skin, I smell ya. Mr. Popo's and these thuggish homies. Looking like they wanna kill me. Mad cause I'm Millie. Now really, I can't stand you haters. If looks could kill, they probably hit me with the banger.
If looks could kill, all your marks should be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If looks to kill, all your marks should be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys.
If looks to kill, all your marks should be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If looks to kill, all your marks be certified. If looks to kill, there'd be a bunch of killers never murder guys.
That's that brand new Doja Click. Doja Click featuring X-Rated. You know what I'm talking about? That album, that new album is on the way. You know what I'm saying? The homie Doja, he hollered at me, the homie Ren, he talked about, you know what I'm saying, we had a conversation about placing your money, where you should place your money when you're a new, you know, when you got a new project, and how you should best get more bang for your buck, you know what I'm saying? So thinking about if you should get physical copies, that's important. You know, it's a lot of things that go into dropping a project, man, so. You know, for all you new artists, man, there's some good game out there, you know what I'm saying, that you can pick up from anywhere, Facebook, Instagram. It's always game out there for you to get. Well, let's talk back Tuesday. I got my homie Chris on the line. Chris, what's up, family?
Hey, what's good with it, Meezy?
Oh, man, it's good, man. I was just peeping the draft, the NBA draft, you know what I'm saying? I see the Pelicans got the number one pick. You know, Lakers was hoping to get that number one pick. You've been following the playoffs?
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
What's the team you've been? Huh?
I'm gonna have to go. I think Kawhi Leonard gonna go all the way. He gonna run into some problems when he gets to the finals, but that's the dude right there.
You think the Raptors can take out? I mean, right now, so it's not a foregone conclusion that the, you know what I'm saying, that the Blazers is going to get past the Warriors. Of course, they play tonight, you know, at the Oracle, and that place is going to be super lit. They about to play in a minute. But, I mean, they got a lot of shooters. I mean, they got, you know, I can't say they got a lot of, cause, you know, because Kevin Durant is hurt. But, you know, as long as you got the Splash Brothers, man, you on the winning team. You smell me?
Yeah, no, the Warriors team, man. I'm a Kings fan, you know. I mean, I know you are too, but the Warriors, it reminds me of like when you're playing on a video game and you didn't trade all the all-star players to your team and coming off the bench with, you know, Hall of Fame type players. But, yeah, no, I don't like that team, man, but they dope.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Warriors. Well, I don't like the Warriors. Let me just pick. I like certain players on the Warriors. Like you said, I'm a Kings fan. So, but definitely, if I had a route between the Warriors and Toronto, I gotta go with the West Coast team. That, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I like it. You know, that's just the way we gotta move when it. I see we got the homie Bunk. What's up, player?
Yo, what's going on? I'm at work, man. I'm just trying to listen.
Hey, what's up, with Bump?
I'm just chiming in with you. I seen you on there. I'm just saying what's up.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll be here. I'll be here listening.
Man, he'd be out there in the traffic. So how was your weekend?
It was cool, man. Just doing some stuff around the house, you know, just normal normal family life type stuff. What about you? You have anything
normal
cracking off?
Oh, man, I always got something jumping off, man. You know, it was Mother's Day, so I had to have every man, you know, every man with a mother got to handle that part, you know. So that was cool, and you know, I really just barbecued using my homie's my homie Rick Camacho's new season called Smackin'. I threw that on some wings. I did half his recipe and half lemon pepper on the grill. You know, and watched the games. You know, watched them game sevens. Man, them game sevens was out of hand. A lot of broken hearts, you know what I'm saying? I seen the homie Joel Embiid with the pout face, you know, after they got eliminated on a lucky bounce shot, you know what I'm saying, by Kawhi, which broke his heart, you feel me? So
yeah.
I mean it was going down, man. Nothing too heavy. I had no shows or nothing, so that was cool. I was just able to, you know what I'm saying, you know, just cook for the fam and just, you know, and just be able to relax, you know.
So, actually, I wanted to give a shout out. It was my brother When in Doubt's birthday this Saturday. And so, you know, I stayed at home. I stayed inside. I didn't go out and do nothing. I was just, you know, chilling by myself. But that's the show. But I wanted to ask you, that barbecue cook-off, that's coming up. Is that at the end of this month or is that next month?
That's March. I mean, March. That's May 25th at the Florence Center Florence Square. It's gonna be in the parking lot. It's South Sacramento versus North Sacramento. They already got, I believe it's about 20 entries. A bunch of vendors gonna be out there. I got a booth. My sister got a booth. A bunch of other people out there. You know, all kind of vendors and wares. They said last year, I think it was like a couple thousand people, so it should be even bigger this year. So, you know, it's going down. It's going down in a real way.
I usually go up to that rib cook-off up there in Sparks, but I'm definitely going to be out there with you for sure, Florence Square. That's Wakanda, right?
Oh, that's where you're going?
No, usually I go up there, but I'm going to be...
Oh, okay.
We're
gonna bypass that. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, man. That's what it's all. Shout out everybody who've been tuning in to the show. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, all the guests who've been coming on. It's been super love. It's been, you know what I mean. I did a couple of show replays. I replayed Cujo Goody's show a few times when it's certain guests and the stuff that they, you know, that we talking about. It's real important. I want to, you know, sometimes I might replay a show just so everybody can get a double dose. So, you know, I mean, it's not like I don't have no plethora of guests. It's just that I want every guest that come on the show to make sure that everybody get tuned in and get up on game. And, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, it always gets greater later. We got the homie Slink Johnson, my partner Slink Capone, coming on this thing, man. You know what I'm talking about? The blessings with the information, see about everything he been doing and what, you know what I'm saying, how he came up in the game. He coming up next in the show. Before I do that, I want to tell my partner Cool Nuts up out of Portland. His team is playing right now. His birthday just passed. You know what I'm saying? They basically won for his birthday. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to play one of his singles. You know what I'm talking about? It's called Yaper, because that's what we out here, man. We fetty fetching and we on our grind. You know what I'm talking about? And we coming right back with the homie Slink Johnson. You dig? Yeet. On the road with Big Ol' Meezy.
2016. Sir Cool Nuts. We officially in the building. Let's get it. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams.
dreams reach for the top. Buddha, Gaber, Skrilla, Doe. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? Knee deep in the trap, tasting wealth. He wanted True Religion jeans and a Gucci belt. I wanted condos, land, acres, plots. Every day that we trapped out those D-boy spots. The game cast popo was scorching hot. I had a bass head working to rush my knots. Old school swing on these northeast blocks. Would you hop a couple gates to shake the cops? We talking blappers on deck to fend the ops. Caprice on toners to be in the block. Four tires to the pavement, never hitting the rail. We on that old school mob, straight chasing the mail. Paper, bread, money, quad. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Buddha, Gaber, Skrilla, Doe. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? Paper, bread, money, quad. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Buddha, Gaber, Skrilla, Doe. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? I came in the rap game extra tough. You got a couple slick bars, but it ain't enough. Use a snotty nose sucker, a young street punk. I'm on 15th and Kill with some slap in the trunk. A couple turf classics on extra slap. Kick back like a pimp when you hear my rap. The tracksuit velvet on some player. I've been money motivated, all about my grip. Throw a peace sign player on the Deacom strip. I see my woodline partners like, what's up? I strike through 13, bucking and yoking. On top shelf kush, what my was smoking. Backwoods pushers, heman goose. My stomp down partners at the on the deuce. The guts and the cutlass was super plush. We finessing and macking with a gangster touch. Paper, bread, money, quad. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Buddha, Gaber, Skrilla, Doe. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? Paper, bread, money, quad. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Buddha, Gaber, Skrilla, Doe. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? Popping peas on the plane, ice cold champagne. I'm an ice cold player with this monstrous game. Couple checks in the bank, all about my change. From Spain to Spokane, and it's all long range. We thinking back fooling, stone cold cooling. Portland hit Japan, and we straight tycooning. In the Bay Store lounging in foreign garb. Touchdown in Dubai, riding foreign cars. And the roof on the drop like the Superdome. I was Wi-Fi calling, iPhone on Rome. And it's never long distance, I was FaceTime calling. Make the look glamorous on vacay balling. In a hunt for the bands, we gon' grab a few. When the hit Houston, ride a slab or two. It's a couple Portland on some bossy. And I'm VIP, it don't cost me. Paper, bread, money, quad. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Buddha, Gaber, Skrilla, Doe. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow? Paper, bread, money, quad. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Buddha, Gaber, Skrilla, Doe. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a triller flow?
What's happening, y'all? This is E40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. Learn about it.
Check this out. This is the Regulator, Warren G, and I'm doing it live with my homeboy, Big Ol' Measy, for Cheesy. That's how we get out, man, and we on the road. Shush.
Hey, Adna, what's up, y'all?
Jesus coming back today.
That's today? G-O-D, hold it down.
I know he got a plan from God to let us know what to do.
Orlando, what's up? Hey, you owe me $5.
Jesus!
Peep it out. Pops wants us to go legit.
Can I get an amen, y'all?
No more schemes, no more scams, man. He wants us to go out there and make some legit paper, man.
Hi, Diane. Want a foot massage?
Say that again. Jesus is Church of Compton.
And Fish Taco Truck.
Check it out.
I want to know how many bombs have I read. Crack, fuck, never thought
not me. God.
You are such a f***ing ass, looking like a big ass sack of potatoes. Dirty motherfucker. You.
I go away all that time and come back to this. Boom. Everybody I know and love is running around acting like idiots right now. Dang, 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 dang. That's some dumb ass, man.
Rejoice, friends. The second coming is here.
Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Hey, Jesus, use your x-ray vision.
Only I don't have x-ray vision, dog.
Black Jesus. The new season premieres Friday, September 18th at 11.
God is a motherfucker, ain't he?
Only on Adult Swim.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the homie Slink Johnson, man, a.k.a. Black Jesus on you, bitches.
Hey. Hey, man, look here, man. I need to be in the studio smoking yours, Kim.
Hey, hello. Hey, man, that I know everybody listens to that show. That was the trailer for the season number two, Black Jesus right there. We got the homie Slink Johnson on the line. You know what I'm talking about? What's up, family? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm here, man. I'm alive. I'm handsome as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Ain't much more I can ask for. You know what I'm saying?
A.K.A. Smoke Yours, man. Smoke Yours Nation. You smell me?
Yeah, man. I was hoping I could come up to the studio, man, so I could smoke some of yours. Because I know you got some potent Northern California pine.
Yeah, well, you know, I am a lightweight connoisseur. You smell me? I am a lightweight connoisseur. But you know, I know you'll be up in L.A. and y'all flavor of choice is the OG. You know, what I'm saying the OG Kush. You know, what I'm saying, which I respect. You feel me? But you know, for the connoisseurs, there are many different displays out there. You know, what I'm saying, for people to partake in. And yes, up this way, I do think we lightweight got the best though. You smell me?
Hey, man, I don't dispute it. I don't dispute it. I do not dispute it at all, man.
I think the last time I saw you, it's good. You know, anytime we pull up, man, you know it goes down. Real spill. It ain't nothing but love. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Just don't run up on me with the old school. The old school G code? You need to check your yes. You know what I'm talking about? which is still one of my favorite things ever, bro. Like. What was it called that you used to do? I know it was like, what was it like once every week or something like that. You should do those.
The G code.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was a little further out than once a week, but yeah, I got 11 episodes up now. I just dropped another episode of G code last week, so you know we still doing.
Oh, you did another one.
Them out. Yeah. Yep, G Code 11 is out. It's on my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page, Slink Johnson. You might see it on my YouTube page or my Instagram page. So it's out there.
Man, if y'all ain't up on the G Code, man, you know what I'm saying? He way before whatever the buff dude came about, man, Slink was always, you know what I'm saying, running up on your favorite whoever, you know what I'm saying, somebody who was out of pocket and always set them straight with that G-code, man, and it was always hilarious, man, and this is way before the Black Jesus and all that, you was just, you know what I'm saying, running things on World Star, you feel me, it was going down. We go back like car seats, like backpacks, man, you know what I'm talking about, but for the folks out there that's tardy to the party, man, tell them how you got your start in the business.
Hey, man, okay, well, my name is Slink Johnson, man. I've always been a class clown. You know, comedy and just acting has always been engraved in me. You know what I'm talking about? But I had took up hip-hop and rap, you know, because hip-hop was something I really was into. I'm still into it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I didn't quite reach the heights I wanted to with hip-hop at this point. But, you know, fucking comedy and acting came my way. A good buddy of mine was a film director and a filmmaker back in the early 90s. And when I met him, he kind of took a liking to my style as far as just my comedic timing and whatever. He started putting me in some of his films, and that kind of sparked a little interest in acting.
Now, did you have a record deal with Too Short, or was that just for the compilation?
Yes, I did. I had a record deal with Too Short. I was signing Too Short, the Short Records, man. At that time, my name was Slink Capone. You know what I'm saying? You know Meezy in the 90s. A lot of young rappers was on the gangsta shit. You know what I'm saying?
When we first met, we was in the lobby of the hotel, and you didn't know me, I didn't know you, but we was just like, who you waiting for? You was like, you know what I'm saying? We just clicked, and we just saw each other just sitting in the lobby waiting.
Yes, indeed.
And you had a whole box of CDs. You had a whole box of CDs with you at the time.
Yeah, man. I wasn't bullshitting, man, but you know, again, God got his own plan for us, so, you know, we just playing the part.
So one of my favorite games of all time, not to skip forward, but one of my favorite games, of course, is Grand Theft Auto. If y'all play Grand Theft Auto, GT5, which was the best one of all time, you know that Slink played Lamar, he was like the problem child to the homie, like, you know, he was always had something going. Like, he's
Lamar's
for real, man.
Idiot,
like, everybody got that friend that's always, you know what I'm saying, trying to mess stuff up, you know what I'm saying? So, but your character was a fool because everybody know somebody like Lamar, and he damn near just like you anyway. So how did that come about?
Hey, man, that came through DJ Pooh. DJ Pooh, I had become acquainted with him, you know, around the same time I met Aaron Magruder. You know, DJ Pooh's a legend, a music legend, an L.A. legend.
Right.
You know,
no question.
I've always been aware of DJ Pooh, but we became acquainted around 06, 07 maybe. And shit, man, I think when GTA 5 was coming about and it was time to cast characters, you know, I was on Pooh's mind. And he invited me down to come audition, and the rest is history. I read with Solo, who played Franklin on GTA 5. We read the script. And the rest was history, man. I was on an airplane a couple of days.
Shout out to homie Solo. Yeah.
Yes,
shout
indeed.
Out Solo, man. That's the homie. And
indeed,
Solo,
man.
Really won them ones, too. Solo really won them ones. So it's crazy that they picked real people to play them parts.
Right. Yes, indeed. Solo is definitely one of them ones. You know, very respected in the music industry and very respected in these L.A. streets. And well, worldwide for that matter. So again, it was definitely a pleasure to be able to work with my player partner, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been blessed with some amazing opportunities and to be able to become acquainted with some amazing people, like real niggas. And I really value,
man,
that.
I value
and I respect that.
I told my son, I said, man, guess who on my show? He was like, who? I said, Lamar from Grand Theft Auto. He was like, what? Because he stayed playing that game. Because it's one of those games that even though it came out in 2013, it's one of the ones that you still keep playing. You're gonna finish the whole thing. It's going to take you about a week, and then you're going to start it all over again because, like you said, Franklin epitomized the starting from the bottom mentality. You know what I'm saying? You start from the bottom. You stand with your auntie. You know what I'm saying? You broke as hell. You hustling, struggling, trying to make it, which is everybody. That's everybody in the game. You know what I'm saying? Then when you hit your first and second and third lick, and you start, you know what I'm saying, you start getting that bag, and you start flipping the car, you start flipping the house, and you know what I mean? It's just like so – it's like, you know, it really is motivational if you really just play it, keep playing it for me. Whenever you need some motivation, man, just pop in GTA 5 and just motivate yourself, man. It's just a story of coming from nothing. You feel me?
Yes, indeed, man. It hit so hard, man, because there was so much truth and honesty in the game just as far as, you know, I get a lot of people to tell me how real that game was to them. You know, of course, minus the super major violence and just hyper violence. You know what I'm saying? Just all the goddamn conversation and, you know, the lingo. You know, that's what I was going
right.
for, man. I wanted Cap to hear it and hear that and be like, yeah, them are some real niggas right there. Damn, that shit sound legit as fuck.
And it did, and not just that, but what I instantly do, you know, just because, you know, I like to put in the cheat codes and get all the weapons and all the bullets and all, you know, and then I just go,
absolutely.
You know, I just go ape and zany. Yeah, I'm pulling up helicopters and Lambos and I'm riding through the hood off top. So let's get off into it.
Folks think I played that game too, man. I didn't touch that game until the cheat codes came about, bro.
Right. Yeah, I got to have a rocket launcher. I got to have the Propel grenade, the sniper rifle. I got to get that off the rip. You know what I'm saying? Everything. God mode. I don't want no bullets. I don't want to be stressed out. None of that.
Yeah, no, you can't, man. You can't do that to yourself, pimp.
Exactly. Let's get off into Black Jesus, man, one of the illest roles of all time. Everybody heard the trailer for season 2. You know what I mean? He's back. Just a brother just, you know, back in the hood, and he lets everybody know that he's Jesus and he back. How did that come about, and where did the story come about?
Man, same thing, man. My buddy that was my filmmaker partner, he went on to start writing for Aaron Magruder a couple years later. And, you know, I met Aaron Magruder through my partner, whose name is Jason Van Veen. And we was doing sketches for Aaron Magruder at the time. And I think Aaron just kind of took notice of my personality, and he saw something in it that, you know, he thought that would fit an idea he had for a project called Black Jesus. And, you know, so he came to me, he asked me how would I feel about, you know, playing the role. And I was like, shit, yeah, hell yeah, you know, I'm with it, you know. So it was a blessing, you know, because at that time it wasn't even on paper yet. It was just a thought, you know what I'm saying? So I came in at the right time, which allowed me to be able to put so much of me into it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then how did they pick the cast? Because you know you had people like Charlie Murphy. You know, you had a star-studded cast. How did the casting go?
Well, you know, I think Charlie was a shoo-in. He was already there because again, he was already acquainted with Aaron Magruder, a friend of Aaron Magruder. And everybody else we kind of cast, you know what I mean? We went through a casting process. Corey Holcomb came down, fucking killed it. I fell in love with Corey right then, you know what I mean? Angela Gibbs, Andre Fuller, goddamn it, Antoine Tanner, King Batch. You know, we just had some amazing talent. A lot of amazing talent come through, but, you know, we picked who we picked, and it was a great thing.
Are you on? Did season 3 get the green light?
Season 3, man. Look, Omizi, season 3 was green lit and shot. They got season 3, bro. We shot season 3. They have it. I'm just waiting for them to put it on TV. It's done, bro. It's done. I'm just waiting for them to put it on TV.
I remember I talked to you and you were talking about like it was getting a little. It was catching a little flack, maybe, and maybe it was a. It wasn't. Like it was during like a politically correct type of time, but I think since now we got Trump in office, I think all bets is off for anybody trying to. Even though people do be over, you know, they put too much extras on stuff, but it's like if Black Jesus was on Netflix, wouldn't you know it would probably be like the number one trending on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? First of all, it's hilarious. It's original. It ain't too many black comedies out there anyway. There's a whole bunch of legends on the set. There's so many different ways for you to come at it. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm a supporter, bro. And Adult Swim always be taking it there anyway.
Right on. Yes, they do. And you know, I don't know what the holdup is, or you know what any alternatives could be, man. But I wish they hurry up and do something. Shit.
But in the meantime, in between time, I know I seen you doing. Were you doing a podcast or something like that?
Yes, sir. Yes,
like a radio show.
Yes, sir. I got a show. I got a show on Dash Radio every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on Dash Comedy Radio called Smoke Yours with Slink Johnson and the Homeboy Shady Chris. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all tune in Wednesday night. Download the Dash app and fuck with your boy.
Shout out to Dash Radio. You smell me. My partner was just on there, Joe Millionaire, debuting a new single that we got called Beat Bang, produced by Coleon. Plug, plug, plug. Shout out Tapers Barbershop. But what else you got popping? Hey, man, come on, man. You already know. What else is on the list? You got some movies jumping off?
Yeah, I got a movie just came to Amazon, man, called Perfectly Single. another movie called Dating While Black, both on Amazon right now. Got a, another indie movie I'm working on right now. This motherfucker's so indie, it ain't got no title, but it's looking good.
it's looking good.
I'm still shooting sketches, man. I'm shooting sketches and comedy bits. You know, you can find them on my Facebook page, my Instagram page. All that shit is at Slink Johnson. You can hit me on my motherfucking, on my Cash App. Make sure you don't forget that. Hit me on that motherfucker. But, yeah, you can find that shit, man. Hit me on my Patreon page. See some nice new video on there, man. All that shit. All my social media is at Slink Johnson.
Now, where was you born and raised at?
I was born in Arkansas. I was born in a little small town called Dumas, Arkansas, where I was raised till I was 10 years old. I moved to Los Angeles, actually Inglewood, at 10 years old, and I spent a lot of time between Inglewood and South L.A. So I've been here.
Shout out Inglewood.
Most
shout
of my
out
life
Inglewood.
I'm an L.A. nigga now. Yeah, shout out to the
shout
wood,
out Inglewood. Shout out Inglewood Mugs. You feel me, my partner?
Yes, indeed. Big Mugs. Yeah, shout out to Big Mugs, man.
So what's your team? You a Laker fan?
Man, to be honest, man, I don't give a fuck about none of the motherfuckers who I ain't got to check. No, I don't give a fuck, man. I didn't grow up playing ball, Meezy. I've been disappointing a lot of people when I tell them that, but I don't know.
Because you 6'5", because you 6'5".
6'7". 6'7".
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I'm a Lakers fan by default, man. I live in L.A., man. I'm a ride with the Lakers and the Clips Show, of course. You know what I'm saying? We out the playoffs right now. So I think I'm going for Golden State.
You going for Golden State? That's what's up. You know, there's a lot of people out there. You know, I'm a sports fan, but I'm not a fanatic. It's a lot of fanatics out there, man. They be taking it way too, like, you know, they take it to the fifth. I guess because my team ain't really, like, we ain't never won no championship or nothing like that. But so it's like, I don't know what it feel like to, you know, I'm a Kings fan, so I don't know what it feel like to have, you know, I ain't always been a Kings fan. Like, I was a Jazz fan for a hot second. It's certain teams that I do, it's certain players, you know, that I do rock with, like Iguodala and a few other players on the Warriors, you know, but I ain't got time for to have my blood pressure up and all that, you know, like, you feel me, you know. I get it, you know what I mean? I get the whole fandom.
I'm not a fanatic either. That shit is cool when it's cool, but them fanatics really be killing me. I went to Philly when the Lakers and the fucking Lakers beat the Sixers in the finals some years ago, and I was at their fucking arena, man, with a Laker jersey on. Them Philly fans was really touching my jersey. They was pulling my shit and touching me. I'm like, my nigga, don't touch me no more, man. I'm going to fucking stick this nub out at your ass, nigga. And fucking Iverson ain't paying you niggas nothing. These niggas act like these fucking players is paying. I'm like, man, fuck these niggas. I'll rob their motherfucking ass. Fuck these niggas.
Oh, man. That's what I was gonna say. That show you had was that Man Code or something? Or what was that show on BET?
Man
Cave. Man Cave. How was that? Is that still bracking or no?
Nah, man. BET passed on the second season after an amazing, phenomenal first season. We got a lot of good response from it, but unfortunately, you know, again, the people in the offices and the executives, you know. That's a knowledge that I don't have. You know, I guess they know the answers, but if you ask me, we should have kept running. But hey, I guess they didn't feel it what they fit they programming no more. So, but it was definitely fun. I had a great time there, and shit, I wish they bring that shit back ASAP.
I think it's like even if certain shows don't go into like. Cause I don't understand, like, okay, BET is not no longer black owned. It's owned by Viacom, I believe. But at the same time, it's like, why doesn't like shows like if a show don't get picked up, why don't like Revolt or somebody, you know, Diddy's supposed to own that or what have you? But why, like, you know, Diddy or own or you know these different networks, just pick it up because you know it's essential. You know what I mean, to have something like that. What you think
you
about
know,
that?
That's a good fucking question on me. And for the life of me, I don't know. Because, you know, again, we don't have a lot of black programming, especially black programming that get up to that level, get up to the level of television. And you know what I mean? So I don't know, brother. I don't know. You know, I just try to stay low and keep firing, man. That's all I can do.
That's what's up. You got to tell everybody your social media and how they can get in contact with you.
Once again, all my social media is at Slink Johnson, SlinkJohnson. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr. Shit, you want to support me, support the movement. These videos and shit cost, man. Support me on my Patreon page, patreon.com/SlinkJohnson. Shit, hit my Cash App, $SlinkJohnson. Hit my Venmo, @SlinkJohnson. And hit my PayPal at bookslinkjohnson@gmail.com. Ain't no way you can't tell me you're going to get a hold of me, man. Look, man, I give out my motherfucking number.
How come you don't got your you got your own strand?
No, I don't, man, because motherfuckers, I don't grow the shit. Niggas always be coming talking about, yeah, Slink, you gonna make you a strand, and then I don't hear from the niggas no more. So fuck it.
But remember we did
you
that show
for the right
did that show
that
I think,
really wanna do it.
Remember we did that show and me and 40 did that show and I think it was Riverside, it was the little smoke thing when we was on stage and they had all the vendors out there and we was throwing the tree into the audience and all that.
Yeah, I remember that, man. But you know them vendors, they always
it just seemed like
talking that shit.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna find somebody because that's like a no. That's really is a no.
On the road. If y'all listening to On the Road right now, this your nigga Slink Johnson, founder and president of the Smoke Yours crew. Do something good for
real
your organization spill. And make a strand for your nigga. Let's go.
That's really going down. Let me see if my partner Chris, if Chris got a question. Chris, you got a question for Slink?
No, hey, what's good with it, Slink? Hey, that Black Jesus. So when y'all had something like that, when y'all start coming up with that stuff, how is it in the room? Like, is there's white people and black people and, you know, Asian writers? What's the you know, is it because for the sake of comedy or is there tension ever?
Well, first of all, I said the room was always fun. It was a lot of times myself, Mike Clattenburg, Aaron Magruder, and Robert Wise and Megan Collins and Chandra Chang came on. And we had a lot of fun doing it, man. And it was easy, man, because a lot of times, you know, at the beginning, Aaron just kind of let me run my mouth, man. And, you know, they kind of sculpted it around a lot of the stuff that I would see. They kind of sculpted it around a lot of shit that I would, that you know, that I would see. Like all the characters, I think I named all the characters and the type of world it was in. They were very receptive to listening to me in that regard. And, you know, again, they once I kind of laid out a world for them, they kind of, you know, they did what writers do. They wrote, you know, you know, they turned it into something. They took my lump of clay and turned it into something.
So it was your idea?
No, it wasn't my idea. It was Aaron Magruder's idea.
Okay.
But the thing about it, Aaron, he said when I first did it, he was like, dude, what would you do if you was Jesus? So again, a lot of Jesus' mannerisms and temperament came from me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it's actually early sketches on the net, right? That's probably still there lingering around. You know what I'm saying? You see some of the earlier sketches from 08, the type of shit Jesus was on, which is not too far from what he was on TV. Again, we polished him up a little bit, you know, more than he was on the original sketches, but he's pretty much the same dude.
You got you doing stand-up, like stand-up shows?
Yes, I am. Friday, May 24th, catch me at the J Spot in Englewood, man. Come on out to the J Spot and, you know, come holler at your boy, man. Bring some weed or something.
I got a homeboy that just he from Minnesota, but he's been living in Sac, and He do comedy. He do comedy with my homie Rico, the Rico the Great. There's a few comics out in SAC that's out here on the grind. But he just recently moved to LA, and he figuring it out, you know, how to get to the, you know, how to go to some of the comedy workshops or whatever, or, you know, coming. And I mean, he real good out here. He one of the main top ones, but now he out in LA. He even I think every Tuesday or Monday or something like that, he sets up a microphone and he just go out in the street and do comedy on the street. But he funny as hell. Like he actually gets paid to do shows. What advice do you got for some up and coming comics, you know, like Mr. Amen, that's, you know, that's trying to get in the game, you know what I mean, kind of like how you are?
I tell it, man, you know, again, I came in and I started doing stand-up unconventionally. I started doing stand-up after I got a TV show. I've always considered myself a funny person, but now I'm a student of the game, and I'm learning that, first of all, stand-up is a science. But to your question, I say the only advice I give a motherfucker is to don't stop, man. Just rock as many stages. It's a numbers game, and the more stages you do, the more comfortable you're going to get, the more you're going to develop your show, your set. You're going to find out who you are and find your voice, and just don't stop and know that it's a long game. You ain't going to jump on stage and get, and you know, it don't always work like that. You ain't going to jump on stage and just get that major contract or whatever, just jump off stage a millionaire. I mean, that shit, them comedians don't get paid shit, man, and my heart goes out to them. Comedy don't get paid shit. I did a show and got $25.
$25. It's like that.
It's like that. Comedy don't pay shit. So if you're looking for quick riches, this ain't the game for you. But, you know, if you love it and you're down for longevity, man, look, you just got to stay on the stage and don't stop, bro. Just don't stop.
Did you get a feeling or a moment in your career where you said, where you felt like you made it, or you was like, okay, I made it, like I'm somebody?
Honestly, no, not yet. I do recognize and I'm thankful for the position I've made it to, and the things, you know, the opportunities that have been provided to me. But, I don't think that. You know, not until I'm, like, plastered on billboards and shit all over Sunset and in Times Square and, you know what I'm saying, on them primetime TV spots. Until then, I don't think so, man.
Because everybody
fact,
always got their...
Say what?
Go ahead. I was just
now,
saying, everybody
I
has their degree.
I won't think I made it till I got 9 figures in the bank. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. No, because I was saying that everybody has their degree of success. Everybody, you know, is you know, you got, like I said, you got cats that's doing comedy. And, you know what I'm saying, they happy doing you know, they look the Chitlin circuits. You know, of course they want to attain, like my partner Esau, he from SAC too. He moved to LA and he did like Idlewild and he did Def Comedy Jam and he, you know what I mean? And, you know, so, and in my mind, I'm like, damn, he made it. But some people, they move the ceiling. Like every time they accomplish one thing, they move the ceiling, they keep moving it and keep moving it and keep moving it. So I don't care what they do, they just ain't never gonna be satisfied. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like that. That's just the way I move. I know 40 is like that. Like 40, he accomplished big things, and he always gonna move the ceiling.
Yeah, and that's what it is, man. It's just constant elevation, constant evolution, and growth. You know what I'm saying? And again, God bless anybody that is happy and satisfied with what he had in life. You know, but you know, for a lot of us, man. You know, it's never enough, so you just got to keep on grinding. Hey, you say your
Straight
boy
up,
Esau, you talking about Esau McGraw?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah,
he used to be my barber,
man.
Yeah, that's my fella. He used to be my barber back in the days, and then he moved, and you know what I'm saying, and he went out there, and yeah, he's from SAC. He from Oak Park.
Yeah, very funny guy, man. Very, very talented dude. Esau McGraw is one of my favorites, man. He's a real nigga, too. Every time I run into Esau, you know, it's all love, man. That nigga funny as a motherfucker, man. Shout out to Esau McGraw, man. Shout out to SAC, man.
He told a joke one time. He said, man,
I used to get bullied when I was in elementary school, man. Or, you know, when I was in school, man, he's like, dude, man, dude used to pick me up and body slam me all the time, man. He's like, he said it didn't hurt, though, because he was a midget, you know what I'm saying? So he couldn't lift me that high off the ground. Hey, I was like, hey, that's one of the funniest jokes I ever heard. But he told that joke when it was like you ever been in one of them comedy competitions where you had to bring your crowd and the loudest people that make the noise, that's who won?
Yeah, yep, yes, indeed.
So he was, you know, of course, all the homies is coming out, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was, you know, I might do a couple shows like that. It's like you get a few comics, and at the end of the show, it's like whoever you think won, raise, you know, make some noise, and, you know, the person who gonna bring 50 people, he always gonna win. I don't care if he was the funniest or not, he gonna always win.
Yeah, man, that's why it's a bullshit to me, man. You got 50 family members. You got 50 family members. You could be weak as fuck and bring 50 of your family members to fucking win.
Ask them about those, man. Next time, it was always bread involved, so he'd make sure he was a barber, so he'd make sure he'd tell all his clients to pull up, you know what I'm saying? But how you feel about people that take that leap, man, and they leap from the nest. Like you in LA, so it's people from different cities that's coming to LA to try to get their dream cracking. You know what I'm saying? But
It's funny you mention that, Omizi, because I say all the time, I salute the motherfuckers. It takes a lot to leave your comfort zone and leave your area and to soldier on off to somewhere where you don't know nobody, you never been. And go out there to chase some shit and not know the landscape, not know the people, not know the ways. It takes a lot. It takes courage to do that. So, you know, again, I give much respect to anybody down to leave a little small town in fucking, you know, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, or, you know, fucking any, you know what I'm saying? I mean, no disrespect to them.
Right. Yeah.
But, no,
it's fact. Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot, man. And I don't quite get it because, you know, again, I grew up here in L.A. It's different. Yeah, I was born in Arkansas, but I grew up here. So I've been here since I was a kid. I got all my game in this motherfucker. So this is home for me. So it's different. You know what I'm saying? But, man, it takes a lot of courage and much respect to anybody that does.
Straight up, like I said, my homeboy, man, Mr. Amen, he one of the ones that to look out for. He be out there, and it's like I know he can blow, but he like one of them dudes. He's so humble. Like I said, he be out there. You might see him one day if you see a comedian out on the street with a megaphone. He just like, this my thing. I don't even know if he out there getting tips, but I'm sure I ain't never seen no tip jar. But I just think in the age of social media, it's good. It's like you might blow just because they see your test of fortitude. You know what I mean? And see if he willing to do that, man. We could tell he hungry and he you know, ain't no telling. You know, so I just adore people that put in that hard work. You one of them dudes that I seen. You know what I'm saying? Come up in the game. Like you said, you never quit. And I just, you know, I'm glad you came on my show, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, all my guests that I've had on my show. So far, it's all people that, you know, I grew up watching and grew up with, and all people, you know what I'm saying, that strive for greatness. And I'm just glad, you came on my show, and I want to wish you much success in the future. And, you know, we're going to put several in the air next time I see you in the traffic, and you already know, you feel me?
Absolutely. I appreciate you, Omizi, man. Appreciate that, you big old pimp.
yes sir. Well, thank you for calling in, man. I'm gonna run this beat bang. This my partner Joe Millionaire. We got a song called Beat Bang that just came out. It came out 420. You know what I'm saying? It's slapping it, and I think you'll like this, man. And like I said, man, I appreciate you coming on the show, family.
Let the beat bang, man. Much love, man. Thank you, brother. It's been a pleasure.
Yeet. Yeet.
Yes, sir.
Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass they call it cocaine.
I'm off. With my scribble scrabble, I like to deal on dabble when it comes to fiddle faddle. Man, this beat is so knock, it got the trunk rattle. Word of mouth, yeah, that's how fast news travel. Word on the street, Coleon, yeah, he got them beats. The little homie said he hungry, so it's time to feast. They say, what's happening, my nigga? You doing your thing, my dear? My player pop, they got on the snap, that's totally tighten his lid. Say, bam, bam. Holler at my homeboy, boxing, bam, bam, from seven prison. Of them zoom, zooms, and them wham, wham. We off them groovies, I sit low like Droopy. Man, I'm so Joe Cool, they call me Snickle. Hey, yo, yo. Smell so good to the point they want to inhale me. The police, they want to harass me, arrest me, then jail me. But they tell me, Coleo make that beat bang. Coleo make that beat bang.
Coleo make that beat bang.
Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine.
We're hacking to justify, not laying down some super blessed, fantastic. Extra managed, bump fantastic. Focus, fashion, boom, not ration. I come from the soil, so it's nothing to spit this game for y'all. Hella jumping off the wall. Coleo, man, this shit so raw. Dina moving cleaner since my nigga Joe jumped off the porch. Held it down behind the wall, the light was dimmy, lit the torch. We dibbling, dabbling everything to maintain this lifestyle. But back then, it's right now. Fast any time of my grand. The great communicator manifested to a scrillionaire. Speaking to existence, no resistance everywhere like air. Cook it, whip it, chop it, serve it, giving what the people want. All the time, stay on the ground by doing what the others don't. We just some cold-ass
fixtures
with the perfect mixture.
With the perfect mixture.
Big ol' Measy, sick with it records, and it don't stop.
Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine.
Yeah, what's up? This your boy JC, the bigger figure, aka Big Panamera. And you tuned in right now to On the Road with Big Ol' Measy, my partner, man. My day one. FOI business, let's...
Yo, this is the almighty EA Ski, and you listening to On the Road with the homie, Big Ol' Measy. Let's get it.
And there you have it, another edition of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to the homie Slink Johnson, Slink Capone, you know what I'm talking about? Gerald Slink Johnson, my guy, you know what I'm talking about? A lot of valuable information for all you up-and-coming comics, up-and-coming actors, you know what I'm saying? Stay on your grit, man. The grit don't quit, you feel me? That's the same philosophy Nip was talking about, man. If you got a passion, you got something you... that motivates you every day. You got to do everything you can in your power, man, to follow that dream into fruition, regardless of all the naysayers and the doubters, man. The people who don't have the same passion as you, make sure you surround yourself with people that's prayed up and people that's, you know, that's go-getters and achievers, man, and try to follow suit, you know what I'm saying? Chris, you got any parting words to bestow amongst the people?
Yeah, just to echo what you were just saying, man. Stay forward and continue that marathon.
The marathon continues.
Hi, this is my co-owner of It's My Hair Salon. We are the proud sponsors of On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. We specialize in healthy hair care and multi-textural services. We're located at 3830 Northgate Boulevard, or we can be reached at 916-568-2222. You can also check us out on TV. We are the official makeover salon for Good Day Sacramento. We're transforming Sacramento one client at a time. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at It's My Hair.
Next week,
Next week, we got Rico the Great. Next week, Rico the Great. Next week, comedian Rico the Great on the road with Big Ol' Measy. Peace.